Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for Travel Thursday, and looking at the current state of the world, investors naturally will be extra cautious in their moves.
Yeah, but that said, some, you know, you might get some that don't even think to invest in sectors heavily hit by COVID-19, but our next guest actually did just that and invested in the hospitality industry.
Pegasus Investment and Consultancy JSC and Banyan Tree Hotels and Resorts currently sign a hotel management agreement to operate down Kinh Non Vietnam, which is an eco-resort, upon its completion. That's expected to be sometime in 2023.
I tell you what, I love the sound of an eco-resort. With an estimated total investment value of $100 million, this brand is the second phase of Pegasus Education Tourism Development.
Okay, so the development's first phase, you mentioned the second one, the first phase kicked off with the opening of Outward Bound Vietnam in 2016. Now, jump forward to the third phase, that will comprise eco-residences. But surely all of this comes with risks involved. I mean, and at a time like this, what was the thinking behind it? We find out from Ricky Tan, chairman of Pegasus Investment and Consultancy JSC. Ricky, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
You are also the CEO of Kinder World, which runs a chain of schools in Vietnam. So very interesting. But can we find out a little bit more about Pegasus and obviously your involvement?
Definitely. So my entry to Vietnam started in the year 2000. Of course, I started as a Singapore school operator. We first concentrating in building up K-12 school. Of course, it comes to a chance whereby, as a Singaporean, I've gone through Outward Bound twice when I was young, yeah. 17 years old. Plus, when they joined Singapore Airlines, the first thing they sent us was a 3-week training. So after building up all the school infrastructure in Vietnam, we thought, why don't we present this idea to the authority, which is where we found the Quy Nhơn, the central part of Vietnam, whereby it is whereby we can actually say that if you are giving me a piece of property, I'm able to actually ensure all these kind of three concepts can be done. So I noticed that in the cookie cutter model of school, resort, and also resident, developer will build each project on a standalone basis, which does not enjoy economics of scale. So we had the novel idea is to combine three projects together on one piece of real estate. The idea came to fruition when we managed to negotiate for a land parcel of 60 hectares with its own beachfront in Binh Dinh, Vietnam. As you know, many Singaporean or tour of the visitors from the world, they know much about Da Nang having a beautiful beachfront. Binh Dinh is up and coming. People know this day, notice Binh Dinh in the last 5 years, when my entry into Binh Dinh was actually 8 years ago. So Outward Bound Vietnam is a pioneering outdoor experiential education campus equipped with state-of-the-art facility and is licensed by Outward Bound International, where summer camper, corporate staff and students take part in the bespoke training program to build character, leadership and also teamwork. So we have pioneered this leading company, higher education, such as the Republic Polytechnic, and also numerous international schools in the region. The school leader and teachers having given feedback that they are roughed out in the Outward Bound, they prefer more sophisticated accommodation. And that's the reason why a mixed education tourism UN project was germinated and strategically situated alongside with the existing OBV. So this allowed senior company staff and teachers to relax and stay at the resort after they have completed their daily activity at OBB. So another category of participants in Outward Bound Vietnam will include summer camper students. The event offers suitable solutions for all family members who are parents can sign up for their children to immerse in activity offered by OBB. At the same time, we incorporated wellness center next to the facility that will actually allow parents to do many wellness programs.
Okay, so there's a lot going on there. I mean, you had a lot to share with us just then. So I'm really curious because we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And obviously, Vietnam has had its issues with that, even though at the beginning, there was a pretty fast and successful reaction to controlling the virus there. Perhaps you want to tell us a little bit about that investment and the focus on Pegasus Education Tourism Development.
Sure, definitely. So, of course, with the COVID-19 being controlled, so we thought it was time for us to proceed with this very interesting idea. So the Da Hoa Quyen Yen Vietnam were offered first of its kind resort situated in the mixed education tourism development in Vietnam. So it is inspired by the paddy terraces. Da Hoa Quyen Yen Vietnam sit on a 10.5 hectare of land and is sited on the tilt platform in a single a step down manner towards the resort, to the seafront. Yeah? The resort is planned around the idea of appreciation of the panoramic sea view and sensitivity to the natural topography of the area. It will be managed by Biontree Resort under the Da Hoa brand. So the brand complements the design philosophy of the resort with emphasis on sustainable design and environmental protection. The Da Hoa brand is quite new in Vietnam. It is targeting at the design-savvy traveler who seek distinctive experience in style, unique destination by offering a casual and temporary full-service hotel concept. So with this, we expect to actually operation by 2023 with total investment of 100 million Singapore dollars and creating a 240 room, which is when it's fully completed.
Yeah. The fact that you're up partnering with Banyan, it really says a lot in terms of confidence. I'm curious though, Ricky, because we know Vietnam's had a good record in handling COVID-19. They were one of the early movers in that sense. While the rest of the world is waiting for tourism to recover, right now, do you have any idea how the tourism sector is like in Vietnam? Is it still very strict? Are there restrictions, borders closed? Could you update us?
Okay, for the last, more than a year, the domestic travel is as per normal. So when we, based in Singapore, not able to fly into Vietnam, our staff in Vietnam, 1,200 of them, freely to move around within Vietnam. That's the reason why they are continue to promote the domestic travel.
Okay, so you can still develop, you can already start developing, you don't really have to wait for... So the construction sector isn't really suffering that much in that sense?
That's correct. So because the domestic travel is not affected, the only thing is that international travel like us is not able to enter. However, with the manpower being positioned in Vietnam, they are able to continue all the necessary discussion and including all the process of calling for tender and design work. So that is not a problem at all.
So, you know, there might be people listening right now who are curious, you know, if there is growth in this sort of a sector in other parts of Southeast Asia, how do I become a part of it? What would you say to those people?
For all the people that actually are not familiar with Asia and Vietnam, of course, I believe that different country is managing COVID a bit different. I think Singapore is enjoying quite a good success in the implementation. So in the next, when this COVID is being recovered, I believe it is a matter of time. So different level of recovery will then allow us to continue to domestically develop a project in Vietnam and waiting for the recovery. So to us, the intent to continue to promote the inflow of inbound tourism to Vietnam will be the responsibility of the authority. So as far as we are concerned, we are domestic investors. We continue to develop whatever we think is suitable. In the meantime, we are waiting for that rebound and continue to build the strength of the organization. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm curious, in terms of the tourism industry in Vietnam, which country sends the most number of tourists to Vietnam? I have a guess, but I would rather hear it from you, the expert.
Prior to the COVID, the Korean market and the Chinese market are the biggest tourist inbound into Vietnam. Of course, Korean by itself is the biggest investor in Vietnam. They actually comprises quite a big percentage of the students in our school. So already a lot of Korean living in Vietnam. And certain kind of countries, certain countries, because of the special arrangement, they are still allowed to fly in all their professional manager together with their family. So it is something that I think the Vietnamese government is very careful. In order for them to control the spread of COVID, they are controlling the kind of border and not to have too many people coming in. But that kind of situation cannot sustain because Vietnam now trying to achieve close to 7% of the GDP growth. Last year, they managed to achieve 2.7% with that kind of situation that they've been arranged. But I think going forward, come to a stage whereby the government, the leader, must make a decision to allow this re-entering for the international tourists. Yeah.
Ricky, I'm curious about investing in Vietnam. It's always been seen as an emerging market, right? With regard to investing in this resort, was it difficult in terms of getting approvals from government bodies and whatnot? Was it easier because you yourself are already quite heavily invested in Vietnam? And could you tell us a little bit more about your other investments in Vietnam, if you wouldn't mind?
Sure, definitely. I entered Vietnam in the year 2000. At that time, of course, at the peak of the financial crisis in our part of the world. Of course, entering Vietnam at that time was to build the external wing of what we do in Singapore. So to the first 20 years, the first part of the journey, we actually pay a lot of tuition fee. Of course, once the confidence being built between us as an industry investor from Singapore, it is also in a way allowed the leader to provide us the kind of access, especially sometimes they given us some special concessional land. For example, this particular resort land has actually provided to us a very good rate. So with our long-term investment and commitment to Vietnam, we are able to achieve many of the kind of approval process in quite a reasonable time, because some people actually complain that the process of investment can take a long time. So today, with the K-12, we actually have 16 campuses across 8 cities, and to also have an outbound school on two locations, plus also another arm beside this real estate. We also train the people in hospitality and tourism, supplying them all to the 4-star and 5-star resort in all the cities that we are operating at. So I think these are all in together to our long-term commitment to the authority, and they view Singapore investor as a reliable investor, able to make commitment and deliver your commitment. That's the reason why our organization enjoys very strong support from the leader. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great point that you make, you know, as being a Singapore investor, you're seen as reliable. So what do you think? Do you think that you can take this model and you can replicate it in other Southeast Asian countries as well, where there must be a huge amount of development potential?
Definitely. You see, Outbound International is a governing body controlling about 37 schools in 35 countries. It started in 1941, So most of the outbound, like Outbound Singapore, is being owned and managed by Singapore government-related body. So there are most of the arrangements like this all over the world, except when I started talking to the Outbound International, I promoted to them is that it must be also a private sector initiative whereby we, as myself, I'm a patron of it, I own the outbound license in Vietnam. So by doing so, we remove the possible shortfall of financial kind of resources. So when I promote this, although in Vietnam, they like the idea. So I'm similarly moving this idea into possibly some of the country whereby I can join collaboration with the license holder, for example, in Indonesia and in Singapore as well. Outbound Singapore is a very strong partner. In fact, they train our instructor from Vietnam. So I like to bring this idea to certain countries. They still believe that it is a kind of mixed trade education and tourism project can be implemented, such as country actually in the case of China. There are a lot of opportunity, especially in the Hainan Island and also the southern part of China, and also place possibly Central Asia like Kazakhstan. What we are looking for is that the piece of land must able to provide us with the mountainous terrain, water, river, as well as challenging courses that we can put the system in place whereby our students, our participants, can really enjoy the natural environment. My second project in Vietnam is actually going to be spearheading to Ha Long Bay, another beautiful World UNESCO heritage site.
Wow.
So this is an opportunity that we have. Of course, we must continue to look for the government leader who believe in innovation, putting this beautiful idea, not just only purely a kind of commercial nature. It is also a not-for-profit for the outbound program that we can actually train the people, will make young people, the matured worker, to be able to be more ready for the workforce.
Yeah. I love your passion and enthusiasm for Outward Bound as a fellow graduate of Outward Bound. I think it's fantastic, fantastic. Ricky, very fast one. We only have time for a quick one here. You're so optimistic, right? But how do you feel about how long it's going to take for the tourism industry to recover from this pandemic?
You see, the traveling for Vietnam is already like normal, back to pre-COVID. So what we are hoping and also looking at the way how Vietnamese government is controlling So it cannot be controlled by Vietnam authority by itself. I think the world itself has to be able to control COVID in a much better manner, allowing cross-border traveling. So this part, I think, I cannot foresee the future. But as far as we Singaporeans concerned, I believe if we are able to create a green channel, it is allowed us to be able to fly into Vietnam and Vietnam flying back to Singapore. Currently, the restrictions still stay.
Yeah. Okay. Ricky Tan, Chairman, Pegasus Investment and Consultancy, JSC, on the line with us. Ricky, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Bye-bye.
Money FM 89.3.